What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're too far from the mic, so. Hello, everybody.
This is me taking photos of my new seat at the WTJ podcast.
Yeah, Yoni, now that we are not doing video, Yoni wants to record like anywhere in the house. He's like, do you want to record in the bathroom?
I feel so free. I can move around.
Do you want to record in the kitchen while we cook dinner?
That was the last episode.
That would actually be really funny if we were like cooking dinner, recording. Didn't you say somebody asked if we can record the podcast in the park?
Yeah, someone was like, you should film the podcast at the park.
Oh, film the podcast. Filming the podcast at the park would be a lot.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot because we need three cameras.
We would just do one camera in that case. But then also, like, people walking around and shit, they're going to be like, what is this?
It's a podcast.
I know,
check it
but
out.
It's like, I don't know.
I feel like doing audio would be fun.
Yeah, definitely like the Wednesday or Thursday episodes.
So is Thursday the official date?
I don't know. I feel like lately we've been going live on Thursdays. So, okay. But welcome back to the West of Juice podcast, everybody. How you doing? Missed ya. I hope your day is going well whenever you're listening to this. If it's the beginning of the day, the end of the day, I hope it's well so far.
Yeah.
My name is Ali Zaitza, in case you forgot, because you can't see me anymore.
And my name is Yoni Kodo. Today we have a good episode.
Today we...
No, I was thinking about something. I wanted to say this Brazilian drink is really... This is not an ad, but...
Our friends put us on. Our friends, Carolina and Pedro, shout out to you guys. I know Carolina's probably listening to this right now.
Yo, this is so good. And this is like the zero sugar flavor. Yeah. This is called Guaranha. Right?
Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Guaranga?
If you speak Portuguese, what is G-U-A-R-N?
Guaranga. I mean, that's how I would read it, you know? But it's probably not how you write it. But I think if they speak Portuguese,
so
they know like what we're talking about. We're talking about, is there a name though?
Guaranga.
What is this called?
I don't know. Brazilian original.
Oh, okay, I think that's probably what it is.
Anyways, I've been just drinking that. I ordered like a 16-pack, and now we just keep refilling that. What?
Well, I thought I was hearing like a bug behind.
How you doing? How you doing today?
I feel good. We had such a lovely day. I wanna walk through our day today. We woke up. Mm-hmm. I woke up at like 6:30 because I was under the understanding from last night. I don't know. We kind of had some miscommunication, but I thought we were down to play tennis this morning, which means that in order for us to play tennis, we have to, one of us has to, as in me, wake up at around 6:30 to get to the tennis court before 7 so that you can put your name on the sign up sheet because there's a sign up sheet.
Right.
Is this better than like just a first come, first serve? I don't know. Because the sign up sheet, what's nice about it is like you sign up and you can sign up at any time later in the day. And you know, like, that's your spot.
And you know that you will play at that time.
And you're not wasting time, like, waiting
around.
That's
so much better.
You don't waste time, like, going to a come-first tennis court is, like, you go with all your tennis stuff ready to go. And you don't know whether you're going to be second in line or seventh in line.
Yeah, you might not even play that day.
Exactly. Because, like, if the wait is too long, then you're wasting time.
You're wasting time. So, I think
waking up early is a good...
Yeah, I like the system a lot better.
I mean, it's not like you've ever woken up early for that, but...
I mean, no, but okay, let's finish the story. Why are you throwing, like,
well, I'm just saying, random like, jabs? For next time, I would love it if like, you would wake up early to put our names on the sign-up sheet.
Well, a lot of the times, you're the one who really wants to play tennis. So if you're making a plan to go play tennis and you want me to go with you, you wake up. That makes sense. Like,
but you want to play tennis too.
I want to play tennis too. But like on the days that I really want to play tennis, I'll wake up and go do that.
Yeah, that's never happened.
Okay.
Because Yoni doesn't know he wants to play tennis until he goes outside and he's like, damn, it'd be a nice day to play tennis. But it's already like 8, 9 a.m. It's already too late.
So Alia was under the impression that I said
we were going to play.
I don't know how this happens, but she goes to bed thinking tomorrow morning we're going to play tennis.
Yeah,
I go to bed.
Tomorrow I set up my alarm last night for 6:30, 6:35, 6:40, just to make sure that I'm like waking up, right? And I ended up getting up at like 6:45 or no, 6:40. I got to the courts around 6:55 or so.
Okay.
And I signed up.
Okay.
It was really intense though. Like there was a line to sign up on the sheet. And if you don't know, in New York, you need to have a tennis permit, which you need to buy. It's $100 for the season to play from April to, I think, Thanksgiving, which is what, November? That's like the tennis season.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to get a tennis permit to play. And this is on play on public tennis courts that are in public parks that are maintained and funded by taxpayer money, which mm-hmm. we pay.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, we also have to have a permit that is $100 per season.
That's crazy.
And if you don't have a permit, technically you're not allowed to play. So this morning is the first time that I actually saw somebody was like checking people's permits.
She was like, for real.
She was like holding like the clipboard with the list.
Oh, shit.
And there was a line to the list. I walk up, I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Because anytime I've gone before, the list is like on a like board and you just like write your name on it,
right.
You know? But yeah, this was a little bit crazy. And of course, that day I didn't bring my permit because I was thinking like, I don't need it. I'm not playing right now. I'm just signing up. But good thing I had a photo of it. And the lady was trying to give me a hard time. And I was like, look, it says 2025. I got it. This is my face on it. I mean, obviously it wasn't like bitchy like that, but.
Yeah. She would be like, you better go find another court. So yeah. Alia does that. And while I'm still asleep, right?
Yeah. Then I get home.
And then she comes home and then she wakes me up. She's like, babe, we got the court from 9 to 10. I'm like, I'm still half asleep. So I'm like, what court? What are you talking about?
Well, no. What's funny is before you remember, I actually woke you up way earlier. Like when I actually got back the first time. It was like 7:10 or something.
Oh, really?
And I woke you up and I was like, babe, I got the 9 to 10 tennis court. And I knew you didn't hear me. We were kind of like,
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. And then later I kept trying to wake you up. I was like, babe, come on, like you should wake up. And then you just weren't waking up. So I was like, okay, let me get ready.
I went to bed, but just to add some context here, I went to bed at like 3 a.m. because I was reading on our new reading corner, which we will talk about later, but we have a cute little reading station and I just had to test it out.
Okay, but like, why did you have to read until 3 a.m.?
I don't know. I was just into the book. I mean, I don't get that often. So when I'm into it, I'm going to read.
Yeah, even if it's in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, whatever this energy is, let's use it.
Well, anyways.
So then she comes back around and she wakes me up.
And when I actually wake you up, like, it's time for you to wake up because we got to go.
Okay.
Then I'm like more stern, like, babe, like, wake up.
But it wasn't like that. Like, when you woke me up the last time, you were in such a happy mood, like you were excited. So I was so confused. Like,
I was feeling good. I like had breakfast already.
Yeah,
like,
she's
I had
like,
been
okay,
awake.
Babe, it's almost time to go. We got the court. And I'm just like trying to understand who told you that we're going to play tennis this morning, or at least that I'm going to play tennis this morning.
I mean, who else am I going to play with?
I don't know. But like, anyway, so I was so confused.
Hyonya was like, you're joking, right?
Yeah.
I was like, what? No. I felt so bad.
Really?
Yeah, because you kind of got mad at me a little bit. Because you were like, babe, like, I was trying to, like, lock in.
No, I was trying to work. I had stuff that I wanted to do this morning, and I didn't know that I was put on the program to go play tennis from 9 to 10.
I know. That's fair. That's fair.
So I was like, are you serious?
You still had fun, though, right?
I had a lot of fun. Playing tennis is, like, the best thing ever, honestly.
It's so fun.
If you've never played tennis...
We don't play, like, the best.
We don't play the best, but, like, give us a little credit, because we never played this shit before, ever.
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't.
Yeah, I played when I was, like, 4. It doesn't even count.
That don't count. I hate when people count shit they did when they were 4. Yeah,
no, that's
what
I'm saying. It doesn't even count.
I went to Portugal. Oh, yeah, when I was 4.
It's like, you don't remember shit, bro.
I don't count.
When does it count, though? Like, if I travel somewhere...
After 10. After 10, you can... No, not even.
No, before.
Because
I went to...
China.
Yeah,
okay,
when
you went
I was
to China
9.
At what time? When?
I was 9.
Okay, that counts, right?
Yeah, I remember shit. So I think like anything above 7.
Above 7. Not, who's to say 6 doesn't count? Why?
I feel like you don't remember as much.
Well, maybe you didn't remember. I remember a lot when I was 6.
Think about it. At 6, you're like just starting school.
Okay.
Like first grade.
I don't remember
first grade. In Romania, we were still in kindergarten at 6.
Really?
Yeah. Anyways, guys.
We played tennis. We had a lot of fun. We were playing next to these. I mean, they seemed like they were like pros.
Bro, these guys next to us were like actually having a match. Like the way they were hitting that ball, I felt insulted.
I know, right?
You know, like I would feel insulted. It's kind of like they slapped that shit like, bitch. You know? It was kind of distracting a little bit.
Because I just wanted to watch them.
Yeah, because it was intense.
Yeah, but then also they didn't like when our ball went to the other side. Like I can tell they were like when you hit it on their court.
When was that?
That happened one time. And also too, when you see the ball going, you just look at it. Like, go get it.
I mean, I'm not trying to get in their game if they're playing, but I don't know.
You just look at it as if like the ball's going to come right back to you.
No, I look at it as like, I don't know. Are they going to give it back or am I going to go after it?
Well, you got to make a decision because you just look like, I don't know.
I don't know what to do. Because when their ball came into our side, he was like, oh, that's our ball over there. And then I just gave it to him.
Yeah.
I don't know. They were intense though, but they played really well. That's the thing about tennis is like, if you can play really well, it can be so satisfying.
At least now we don't hit the ball
up.
Not up. I mean, every once in a while, I still hit it up for some reason. Yeah. Like, I don't know why. But what I was going to say is that we don't hit it to the other court as much as we did when we first started. Because when we first started.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The ball used to, like, almost every ball would be, like,
on the other side. Somehow. That is very true.
Actually. So I'm glad that didn't happen today because those guys, that was not the court to mess with.
Yeah.
But then again, also, like, bro, I'm sorry. Like, you, are you that professional? Go get your own court. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Public space.
But. Yeah, I love our. I very much enjoy our tennis journey. It's a lot of fun.
Are you getting better too?
I'm getting better. There's still so much that I need to learn. Like for me, the hardest part is knowing how to like place my body in accordance to where the ball is at, and how like there's just calculations that my brain has never had to do before. So I'm like fully doing the math. Okay, the ball is this type of ball, and Yoni hit it with this type of force, and it's going to probably, I'm estimating, will come this close to me, and I have to hit it when it's at this height, so that means I need to place my body around this area. Like, all of that.
And you got
to
see how the ball is spinning.
And that, too.
If it's spinning backwards, the ball's not going to bounce forward.
I can't see if it's spinning backwards. How can
you see? Yes, you can. You got to see how the person is hitting it.
Okay, if you hit it, I don't know how it's... Like, I can tell that you hit it with a spin.
Okay.
Which direction the spin is happening, I don't know.
Are you serious?
How am I supposed to know which way?
If I hit it under... If I hit the ball, like, from the bottom, right?
Okay.
If I, like, slice it, the ball's never going to come... It's never going to bounce and then, like, accelerate almost. It's always going to slow down. Okay. But if I hit the top, if you graze the top a little bit,
yeah,
it's going to bounce and then
it's going to
go forward. Exactly.
It's going to shoot.
Yeah. So if I go like that,
yeah,
it goes forward. If I go bottom.
I don't know. But see, those are things that like, how do you know that?
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's because you hit the balls like that. I just hit the ball. I don't give it no upspin, downspin shit. Like, no, I just hit it to you.
I think it's because just how we mentioned in the last episode that I've played sports before.
Yeah, but in basketball, you don't give the ball spin.
Yeah, I know. But like even just that coordination, like where the ball is going to bounce, like with soccer, basketball, you said that yourself that this is why I have.
Yeah.
It's like a certain thing that you either like get. It's like one of those things. It's hard to even teach.
Yeah,
but how I feel does like you
one
can't,
how
you,
does one learn that? I mean, one learns that by just like practice.
When you
and,
took
like,
your tennis class,
things.
When you took your tennis class,
yeah, there was none of that. No,
she didn't explain anything.
Literally, I must say that the tennis classes that I took were quite pointless because they weren't really a class. It was like she was feeding me the balls,
and she was just like, just hit it.
And then I would just hit it. Like, she would give me drills. She's like, okay, we're going to do, like, backhand, and we're going to do half court, and then you run to full court, and then half court, and you just keep doing that.
You should have said, just stop everything.
And then
I don't
she
know
would
how to
say,
hit it.
And then she would say, like, but it's different, because when someone feeds you the balls, she feeds them, like, slowly.
Okay.
So there's no, they're not coming at me. She throws them up, and then they bounce, and it's the same every time. And they're also slow balls.
Do you like it or no?
It's so different because in that sense, I can hit very good like forehand and backhand. But if you're playing with someone and they are actually hitting it towards you, the way they hit it changes everything about how you're going to hit it.
I think that's
something that like you got to just learn when you play with somebody. When somebody just throws you the ball, they give it to you the same time every time. There's no calculation needed.
Yeah.
You know? And the calculation is the most important part for me. Calculating where do I place myself according to this ball?
Yeah,
what type of ball is it? Is it going to keep going up? Is it going to keep going back?
We just got to keep practicing.
Yeah.
Honestly, we just got to keep practicing.
But it's very fun to do something like this as an adult because we often like don't really do anything new. We are like, oh, this is all I know and this is all I get to do.
Yeah. I feel like when you mention it, I don't know where you mentioned it, but a lot of people were happy that you acknowledged starting something new as an adult and not being good at it and learning and having to maybe take a class,
which is okay to do. I've been on that mentality like this whole summer. That's why I also want to try to play. I mean, tennis was, for me, it was like always a thing that my family knew how to play. Like everyone in my family always knew how to play better than me.
You want to try basketball?
Nah, small hands, short. That's really not it. Like tennis at least is like, I feel like height doesn't play a role as much. And neither does, you know, having like small hands or like shorter, you know.
Yeah.
But with basketball, it's like.
So what's the other sport you'd like to try? I feel like you.
I think volleyball would be fun.
You gotta be tall for volleyball.
Well, you also gotta jump high, which I do.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would play.
You jump really high.
In ballet, I was like jumping was my thing.
Yo, Alia jumps high. Like, what's your vertical?
I mean, I don't know. What does that mean? What's your vertical?
I don't know. I don't jump off two. Like I jump when I play basketball, I jump off one leg. So it's
why jumping off two? You have double the power.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't jump as high off two.
Interesting. Yeah, do you always jump off the same foot?
Yeah, always. I push off the left leg.
Really?
Yeah.
So your left leg is stronger.
Yeah, definitely.
Weird.
Yeah, definitely stronger. But we're here to talk about Coney Island, okay? We went to the beach for the first time ever.
We're here to talk about how we went to the beach in New York.
I know what you're thinking.
Which doesn't make sense for a lot of people because you think New York, you're thinking Manhattan.
It almost doesn't make sense to me still. Like beach and New York, those are two separate.
It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't makes sense when you say like you live in New York and you just went to the beach. It's like, where's the beach? If you lived in like LA, it makes sense. If you live in Florida, it makes sense. Like where is there a beach to go to? But then like if you remember, New York is on literally the coast.
Yeah, so there is a beach here. There's multiple actually.
There's actually a lot.
Yeah.
I did a lot of research.
But the nicest one, or like one of the nicest ones.
I don't know if we can say that because we've only been to that one.
Yeah, yeah. Let me not even go down there. Okay.
Because we're going to say this and then some OG New Yorker is going to be like, y'all don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about on this podcast. What are you saying?
Or maybe we do. I don't know.
Coney Island.
We decided to go to Coney Island on Tuesday afternoon, 2 days ago. And
is that a weird time to go to the beach?
I mean, no, there's no weird time to go to the beach. If time allows, if work allows, any time is a good time to go anywhere for that matter. But
the last time we've been there, it wasn't like this. Because last time it was, I think a year ago, maybe 2 years when you ran the half marathon.
Last year when I went to Brooklyn, when I ran the Brooklyn half marathon, it starts in Prospect Park and then you run all the way down basically like across Brooklyn into all the way down to Coney Island. That's where it ends.
Yeah.
But it was like, we couldn't really see anything because the marathon blocks off like such main streets. You can't cross over. And the thing like ended right on the boardwalk. So you couldn't cross to the beach. You had to like walk in a different direction. Anyway, so like we barely saw anything. It was a lot, really crowded, a lot of people. You know how half marathon is. So I would say I kind of have like not the... Not that it didn't have a good impression, but I don't know why I
tell us, be honest. Why do you think
I had this idea that Coney Island was just like
the hood?
Not the hood, just like not nice.
Just because, dirty.
Listen,
felt like there were a lot of bags just like flowing around in the air in Coney Island, right?
Coney Island is next to Brighton Beach, which I know Brighton Beach is like known to be kind of, you know, like you don't really go hang out there.
How do you know that?
Because I've seen it in Law and Order SVU. They talk about Brighton Beach there.
So is Law and Order where you get all your references
from? I mean, some of them. But for the most part, like I don't know. I feel like people didn't talk about like, oh, Coney Island, that's a fun place to go.
No.
I don't know why there aren't, because when we went, we had the best time.
I don't know where you get this information from, but I never thought that Coney Island was not a good place to be at.
I don't know.
I will say, though, they have like a lot of rides there. Like, what do you call those rides?
Well, yeah. So there's Coney Island is like a small little island that's like kind of still attached. Like, it's not like separate, I don't think. And there's an amusement park there called Luna Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it has all of the roller coaster rides and all those things.
This was my first time being that close to the roller coaster, and I was sketched out. Would you ever get on a roller coaster that's made out of wood?
Okay.
That is so sketchy.
It was like half metal and half wood. Like the tracks were made out of wood, the actual structure was made out of metal. And then the cart that you sit in was like tiny little buckets, it looked like, you know?
It looks like that was out of wood, too.
There wasn't like anything that you put like over your head, like you just clip in.
That is insane.
You know?
So I thought it was abandoned. I thought they only kept it just for like, you know, just for some memories. Like this has been here since 1878.
I was trying to tell you because I was reading about Coney Island and I couldn't remember when, but I just knew that ride, Cyclone, mm-hmm, had been there
since
for like
what?
A very long time, because it's also the name of this like softball or like Brooklyn baseball team that's like the Brooklyn Cyclones, something like that.
Do you know
so
how
it's like
long?
The same name?
You don't know.
I don't know, but all I know is that it's like a known ride that's like very like the OG ride of the park.
Yeah, it definitely looks OG.
People were, we were looking at it and I was like, no, trust me, like people still ride this.
Nobody was
like,
on there.
No, when we were talking about it, nobody was on it. And then one of the like train things starts to like go up. And then I was like, no, you can literally see people's heads. They're in the ride. Yeah. And then they were fine.
Yeah, it sounded very sketchy. I would never get on that shit.
It looked kind of fun. Yeah. Are you scared of roller coasters?
I'm not scared of them, but I would rather not risk my life.
I wonder, I feel like no.
Somebody's
like,
going to be like, risk your life. What you mean?
There aren't many people that have died from a roller coaster ride.
No, that is true. That is true. You know what? You know what it is? Those rides, especially the one that you just like, because there's many different type of rides. I'm talking about the ones where your legs are just like dangling from the
seat. I've never been on one of those.
I always thought that I'm too tall and my legs are hanging down, just like everybody else, mine are hanging out, hanging down the sea way lower than everybody else. So if we're going through all these little like tunnels and shit, I thought that my feet would get clipped by a wall or something.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's a fair
but it's not
fear.
Yeah, but it's just not true.
But also you could go in the roller coaster rides where you sit.
Yeah, I'm okay. I haven't been on one of those in so long. I don't know if I will today.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I'm good, you know?
There's the ones where people can like go all the way to the top. It's like a tall building, right?
Oh, and then it just
people
drops.
Sit all around the building and then it just drops. I feel like...
Oh, that's like some easy shit.
That's not... Are you kidding?
That's like the lame ride. That's not even a ride.
That's scarier than any train ride.
Nah.
You know, I'm going to feel like my heart will like come out of my mouth if I sit on one of those.
Yeah. But it's just like you just drop down and it's over.
I would drop dead. Are you serious?
No, for me, it's like the 90 degree drops. Like when it goes like you climb and you climb and you climb and then you go over the top and then you fall all the way down and it's like a 90 degree drop or maybe less than that. I don't know if they can do like 90 degrees. They probably can.
What do you mean 90 degrees?
Like you go all the way to the top of the roller coaster.
And then you drop straight down.
And then you like you go over the cliff.
Uh-huh.
And then you drop straight down.
Oh my, yeah. I mean, that's...
That's one that we watched. It was like an orange one.
Yeah, that one is scary too.
The scariest point is when you're like just going over it and you can't see anything.
No, you know what the scarier point is for me?
What? Going up?
No, when we put the seatbelt on and it's locked and there's no way back.
You just close your eyes, bro.
Nah, I think, yeah, I know what you mean. Like once you're at the very top, it's like, it's about to happen right now.
Yeah, and it just slows down a little bit. And for a while, like you, all you see is sky. And then you see like everything in front of you, like the view is so nice.
It's like, this is the last time I'm gonna see this.
You flip and you look all the way down. Oh, that shit. It's the way that your stomach feels.
No,
like.
But there's other ones that fall down and then go inward still.
Yeah, I've never been in that.
Yeah, yeah.
They sometimes go like upside down too, though.
Yeah, but that one is easy.
But what's funny is like when you go upside down, when you're in the ride, you don't feel upside down because you're still...
I definitely feel upside down.
I don't know.
And I like to keep my eyes closed. I don't... Ooh, one time...
You
the
keep
your
eyes closed?
No, the last time I was on one, I kept my eyes closed the whole time. That's crazy.
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Damn. I've never been the person that like raises their hands though.
No, I would... I definitely wouldn't
do
that.
That's crazy. Like I'm definitely hanging on for dear life, but I'm like screaming and having a great time.
I remember.
But being the person that like at the tip top... raises their arms and then just lets go, bro. I'm about to fly out of that shit. No, like there's no way I would do that.
They do not care.
That is scary.
So Coney Island was fun, but this is way before we even got to the beach part.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I mean,
we're
that
walking.
Is like right by the beach.
Yeah, that is right by the beach.
That's so like on the beach.
Right. So we get to the water and the water was freezing cold. Nobody swims there. It's not like the type of beach where you can just like go swimming.
I mean, not now. Because here's the thing. New York has had probably, I mean, I don't know. We've only lived here for almost 2 years now. Mm-hmm. But summer just spring even hasn't really been around. Like there's something happening with like the Arctic breeze or not the breeze, the current, I don't know, air something where it's basically making it still very cold and rainy. And it's been just rainy and cold the entire time. Like all of May, all of April. Now it's finally June and it's finally getting hot out. Like today is an actual hot day. But it's very late compared to like how summer was last year.
Yeah.
So that is to say that even on the first day, like when we went to the beach, we were like, oh, it's above 70 degrees beach day. And it ended up being like kind of too cold to be like full beach day. If anything, today would have been good because it's like almost 90 degrees.
Yeah,
out.
No, it got cold like maybe an hour when like we sat down, we were hanging out.
Had our snacks.
Yeah, had our snacks. Alia brought some like salami, which was the most random snack they had at the beach.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
okay, what snacks do you guys bring at the beach? I'm thinking
grapes,
beach snacks.
Strawberries, apples, nothing that's
apples,
like...
Apples, nah.
No protein. Why are you bringing protein to the beach?
I feel like salami and like some type of like prosciutto and something makes sense.
Huh, that's interesting. I wouldn't think about bringing that ever, but
I mean, I would bring like cheese, but you got to eat that first. And the thing is, right, I also assumed that Coney Island didn't have good food because most of these places, like Coney Island,
who told you that?
Times Square, Central Park, like those, you know, iconic, quote unquote, like places in New York, usually touristy places. The food around there is not good. It's usually a tourist trap. It's usually, you know, just like not good quality, because why make it good quality when this is the only option for people to have food here? Mm-hmm. Or why make it good quality when the only reason why people eat here is because you're in Coney Island or in Central Park? So when you got that going on for yourself, you don't even have to make the food good, you know?
Yeah.
Because people will eat there regardless because they want the vibes and the view.
Yeah, I mean, if you come to America from Europe, if you've never been here, you've been dreaming about New York City, you're going to eat the Times Square food. I mean, maybe you can't really say that because a lot of people, they might think like, okay, let's go somewhere else. Maybe, right? Like, I just don't want to generalize that everyone who doesn't live here will just eat all the tourist stuff.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying usually touristy areas, you don't eat in those places, the restaurants around there, because like it's not going to be that good. Central Park, the Boathouse, very nice, very cute. There's this little, like, there's this restaurant. I can't speak for how the restaurant is, but there's also this like bar sort of like snacky area that's very nice. You sit outside, you're right by the water. That's where like people with their boats are going and stuff like that. I went there with my sister. Food, terrible. Drinks, also not very good.
What's the Boathouse?
The Boathouse. People know if you go to Central Park. That's like where the Boathouse is, where people rent the boats that then they go boating. Oh, it's like all white. What is all white?
The Boathouse.
I don't know what the color of the Boathouse is, but next to it is also the Boathouse restaurant. It's also where like in Sex and the City, Carrie fell in the water with Big. It's like a whole like thing.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Anyways, that food there is not good, and I would not expect it to be good because people will go eat there regardless and hang out there because the view and the seats are so beautiful. You're like right on the water. The restaurant is so nice.
My question about restaurants like this, when you make the food, like you don't, and you know that it's not great, you just don't care, like you just make it?
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of these places are tourist traps in the sense that like you go sit there.
They just care about making the money.
Yeah, like they already have the location going for them.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy.
You know, so what I was trying to say is that Coney Island, I kind of had the feeling that it would be that way, like all the food around there would be just not that great. Mm-hmm. But we ended up, we both like ended up being quite hungry right when we got there. And then everybody had looked really good. So we went to Nathan's. World famous
for a reason.
I think it's called Nathan's World Famous. It's like if you walk around New York and you see Nathan's written on a stand, it's a hot dog stand, and it's like a very kind of famous hot dog stand. But we didn't get hot dogs. You only got a burger. I got a fried chicken sandwich. And why were they decently good? Like I was thoroughly enjoying both of them.
Why? See, I don't like when you say decently good. you minimize it
okay,
so much.
Okay, because it wasn't like, okay, just it say was it was good. Good. Okay, it was good.
It was good. Decently good. It's like, so I'm not going to give you, like, it was good.
No, it was good. It was actually
decently
really good.
Decently good. Yo, that's crazy.
That's where I start asking, like, I wonder if this is good because I'm really hungry or is it actually good?
No, it was really, really, both of the sandwiches. I had a regular burger and then you had...
Like a spicy fried chicken sandwich.
Like a spicy, it wasn't fried.
Yeah, it was.
Really?
Yeah.
It was good. The fries, though, weren't that great.
Yeah, the fries were like waffle cut or like crinkle cut or something.
Yeah, no, it was like really, soggy. Really good. I could have ate another one, but we stopped at one each.
Yeah.
Right? I kind of ate half of yours, as always.
Yeah, and I had some of yours, too. Yeah. The burger was, like, really good.
See, you guys, see how we went from really good to...
No,
from
decently good.
It was decently good to the burger was really good.
I don't know why I do that. But we had that. It was delicious. It was great. And then we made our way to find a spot on the beach. Now, let me ask you guys, right? I like to take my time with choosing where I sit, whether I go to the park... And I'm about to sit on a blanket in the park, or I go to the beach and I find a spot to like where you basically have to lay out a blanket, put your stuff down, take your shoes off, set up your thing, mm-hmm. put down different pieces of clothing so that the shit doesn't fly away. You know, it's like you have to do all these different things. And I like to take my time with figuring out where I'm going to place my station for the day, because there's nothing more annoying than having to, after you've been all settled down, to like for some reason have to get up, take all your stuff, move your blanket to another spot. Like, that's so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to take my time, and Yoni is very impatient and thinks that I'm extra for taking a second to figure out where I want to sit.
No, you're not even, it's not that I'm impatient, you're just very indecisive. And my indecisive meter doesn't last very long. Okay?
Yeah.
Because, and you know you do this. You would be like, this is what you do, right? You'd be like, should we sit here? He's like, you keep asking me, right? I don't care. You know me. I don't care when we sit. Let's just sit somewhere. So you're like, should we sit here? And I'm just like, yeah, I like it. And then you look around and you're like, wait, actually, should we just go over there? Meaning that I don't want to sit here anymore. Let's go there. So I'm like, okay, let's go. We get there and then she's like, is this good enough? I'm like, yeah, I think I like it. This is pretty chill. She's like, what if we went over there? I'm just like, okay, so you decide.
Because I'm looking for like the perfect spot, which I don't even know what the perfect spot is.
I know you're looking for the perfect spot. But when you ask me, why you ask me? Why do you ask me?
Because you're there too.
No, I don't care where we sit. Like, as long as we're there, I'm okay.
I don't know. So somehow I always choose the wrong spot, because you know what happened then?
What?
Then a family came and sat not that far away from us. And the whole time I'm hearing like,
yeah, that's true.
I'm just like, ugh, I just want some quiet.
I know, but that's not your fault. That's not your fault. You didn't know they were going to come.
I know, but I'm trying to predict who's going to sit next to us.
Wow, really?
You know?
So we sat down and we kind of like tanned a little bit. I didn't really tan because I don't need to tan.
Yeah, it was kind of cold because we also decided to go... We decided to go close to the water, so then the current and the wind from the water, the breeze was very intense. So I was kind of like forcing the tan, because I was like, I had my bathing suit on, you know, and then I was like, damn, I'm kind of cold, but I was trying to like not be cold.
You were so surprised that the sand was so soft.
I was.
It's almost like you've never been to a beach before.
It was more like, I don't know why, I just didn't expect it to be like legit sand.
No, but it's weird, right?
You know?
Like just knowing you're in New York and then why do I have sand between my toes? Like it feels like, I really felt like we weren't in New York anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, my entire life, I went to the beach in Romania, in Constanța, which is like on the Black Sea.
Where?
Constanța.
I was there.
And
we call it, I call it La Mamaia.
Well, yeah, it's Mamaia where we go, but it's close to Constanța. Anyways,
I took one of my favorite photos at
in
that
Mamaia.
Beach.
Yeah. You took a lot of photos there. But regardless, the beach in Romania from when I was a kid, the sand was super, super, super soft.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the last few years, they ruined the beach because they wanted to extend it. So they took a bunch of sand from inside the water and then they brought it to shore. And that one is like full of a lot of seashells, and it's like hurts your feet.
I wonder how they do that. They just go in there with a big machine and scoop sand from under, like wet sand.
Like
just
wet
mud,
sand, yeah, I guess.
And then it dries out?
Yeah. That's what they did. So I was just surprised because I just expected New York sand to be like gritty. Like
green?
Gritty. Gritty, like, or like not gritty, but it would be like just not clean. Like I expected to see like hella trash everywhere.
No, it was nice.
It was clean.
I hate sand. I hate beaches with a lot of rocks in them. Like in the sand. I hate that.
Yeah.
Like.
I think it just depends also like what type of, you know, is it sand from rocks or is it sand from.
The beach in Miami is probably the best beach I've ever been to in my life.
Over South LA? So I went to Malibu. That was a nice beach.
No. South Beach is the best beach I've ever seen in my
life. What makes it so good?
The water is like, you could drink it if you wanted. No. You can't drink it, but it's so clear. It's blue.
Okay, yeah. But then we need to go to
you see through. Like, you're in the water, but you see your whole body under the water. You can see your feet touching the sand under the water.
Right.
Yeah, it's super clean. And then the sand is so fine. It's like if you grind
it's
coffee.
Like powder.
It's like powder, exactly. But it's like white powder.
Oh, weird. Just damn.
No, I'm exaggerating. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, it's really, really soft. And you just want to like just relax and just walk.
With no shoes on.
With no shoes, yeah.
Yeah. I need to experience that. That's why I really want to go to like a Caribbean water.
Why do you want to stay away from Miami so much? I feel like you want to stay
Something
away from
about
Miami.
Florida just does not attract me at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Florida.
They also have a lot of like tornadoes, hurricanes.
Yeah, that's true.
Like
besides that stuff.
Yeah, and then you can get unlucky and like go when something like that is going down. I don't know. Something about it. It's like if I go to Florida, I might as well go to like somewhere lower.
No, but I want to...
Like Costa Rica or something.
Right, but I do want to say that Florida is really, really beautiful. It's really beautiful. So if you're listening to this and you're in Florida...
I'm not hating.
Shout out to you. Yeah, Florida is beautiful.
I've never been, so I'm just saying as an outsider, that's... Yeah. You know, but yeah, the beach was great. We were there. We were reading.
Okay.
The funny thing is, right? I'm reading quite a bit.
Okay.
I'm reading, you know, consistently. I'm constantly reading something.
You want to tell us what you're reading right now?
Right now I'm reading Giovanni's Room by James Baldwin. It's really good.
Giovanni's Room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Giovanni's Room. It's my first James Baldwin book and it's very good. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. So I was reading that and that is a fiction novel. So like, you know, there's stuff going on. There's characters. There's a plot. There's all that stuff.
Why do you like fiction?
Because the same reason that I like movies. I was trying to explain this to Yoni.
Do you feel like it takes you away from from reality? Like,
it's just a story. I'm like reading a story. I
would much rather read something that happened for real.
Why? That's the same thing.
It's much more interesting because it's like, this really happened.
Okay. It's the same argument as saying like, I only watch documentaries and I don't watch like movies.
No, you can watch movies based on a true story.
You don't just watch movies based on a true story, though. We just watch Sinners. That's made up.
I'm not saying,
so are like most of the movies we watch.
I'm not saying I watch. I'm saying I would much rather.
Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you. I love watching like the there's story. There's art. It's the same like painting and photography. Photography is like reality because it's real. You captured it. But then for the painting, it's like something that is just like made up.
Mm-hmm. No, there's beauty in both. I'm not knocking any. But can I talk about my preference?
Yeah, you're just kind of like anytime we talk about this, you're always like, fiction.
No, I'm just talking shit. I'm not a big book reader, so I can't even sit here and be like, I don't like fiction books because,
yeah,
you know, but I just like to read, like all I read are just photography books.
Yeah.
And they talk about photography, like just shit like that. So about a specific artist or specific photographer. So I can't say that I'm just reading like random made up stories. You know, I'm not saying it's bad.
See, like, why would you say I'm reading random made up
stories? It sounds bad, but that's not what I mean. But
yeah, like,
just,
there's so much richness to like stories.
No, I get it.
Characters. And like, at the end of the day, also, a lot of them are like, based on ideas, like things that we can learn, things that they teach us. Same with movies too. It's like so many movies are based on a real idea, a real experience, or they try to emulate a real thing that's happened. Most things that you see in movies, like without it being, you know, fantasy and stuff, that story could have happened and it was just depicted in a specific way. But somewhere with someone, something like that happened at one point.
Yeah.
You know? So same with like TV shows. The White Lotus was like, that's just made up.
No, I get it. I get it. I get it.
It's fun. But yeah, so what was funny is like when Yoni and I were both reading side by side, I could just see like Yoni would get so distracted so easily by anybody, like someone walking by, someone yelling, someone doing this, like random things, a bird, a little like pigeon just walking around.
Yeah, when I read, I can't have any distractions. I need to be in like a quiet area, unless it's like a constant noise that's happening the whole time. So if I'm at a restaurant, I feel like I can really lock into a book.
No.
Because it's just constant, just noise. Just
but
like,
depends where you're facing. Are you facing a wall or are you facing like the restaurant?
It doesn't matter where I'm facing. I'm looking at my book.
No, trust me. Reading at a coffee shop actually takes a lot of like practice because it's so easy to get distracted by like shit around you. I read at coffee shops all the time. All the time. And it's like somebody walks in, somebody walks out, somebody's ordering. What are they wearing?
Oh, okay. So you're like, saying I should face away.
It's very distracting. Yeah. So like sitting either outside or just like somewhere where there isn't a lot of action is key because you can easily get distracted. Like sometimes I go to my favorite place, La Cabra, because they have like a really good cardamom bun. They have really good coffee, matcha, et cetera. But it's so busy in there. And it's so like kind of sceney a little bit. Like it's
nice
right
and dark,
in Soho.
Which is what I like.
It is nice and dark. But I would say it's much better for like a place to go meet up with someone and catch up or something versus going to read. Because there's constantly people coming in. It's in Soho. So there's people like a lot of tourists go in there with hella bags. They just went shopping. It's like
I feel like when you read there and you have it. And it's also very hard to find a good spot.
Yeah.
So if you find a good spot, consider yourself the lucky, like one of the luckiest ones of the day, right?
Yeah.
And so if you're just reading, I feel like if someone is, you know, they have food or, you know, like pastries or drinks.
Or they're talking.
I feel like they would just look at you, you know, if they're looking for a seat.
Oh.
I think they're just going to look at you and be like, dang, you're just like over here reading. Like, you already finished your drink. She's holding the spot.
You know what's funny? I usually drink my drink extra slow. Just for that reason.
Of course, as you should.
I drink it extra slow so no one that looks around is like, damn, her drink is done and she's still taking over the spot.
Yeah. Of course, you got to drink it slow.
Yeah. But we need to get you better at like just reading because I think it's so nice. Like, I want to go on reading dates with you.
Well, I have my book now that I'm reading.
I know. I want to just like
photography.
Go to like a coffee shop or something or in the park. Get some snacks and we just like lay out and just read. It's like the best. It's literally my favorite thing.
No, I'm down.
It's so nice. You just sit there.
It's also
and
just good practice for your brain. Like it's such a different, it keeps you off your phone.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you go 5 hours without touching your phone.
And there's something so satisfying about being like so immersed in a book. And that's what I'm saying, where reading fiction is just so different. I'm sure that like I don't really read nonfiction, so I need to like include some of that too. But I just know reading fiction and reading a story and like learning about these characters and wanting to find out what happened, like reading like a good mystery where it's just who would done it.
Okay guys,
like
wait
that.
I got an announcement. I want to take back what I said earlier.
What?
Okay, fiction books are they're great.
What made you just...
I don't know, because I was thinking about it more. And, and like, I see why it's so appealing and why so many people love... Because those are just, like, amazing stories. And some stories can just even, like, whether it's real or not, it could inspire you to...
And also, it's just entertaining, too. Like, let's not forget...
Why do I always want to be inspired?
Yeah. Like, remember when I was reading that I was... There was some books that I've read that I would tell you about them. It was always like the crazy thriller
ones. Yeah, about the one that locked their kids in the basement or something?
No, they locked their maid in the attic. Their housemaid.
Crazy.
And then like he ended up changing like divorce. It was like
it was called The Housemaid by Freedom
McFadden.
McFadden, right?
Yeah. Yoni's literally reading it off the book stand.
Stop, I'm not. Can I act like I know what I'm talking about? Like I knew.
There's no way that you would know what it was called. But yeah, so when I explain to you what those stories are, like what's going down, you're so into it and you ask me all these questions.
Yeah, no.
So imagine like going to the park and sitting there with some fruit and some water and some like nice sunny vibes, and you're just reading that book for like 5 hours. That's amazing.
Yeah. Have you ever read The Educated by Tara Westover?
When you can't read it. No, I haven't. Has anyone ever read
A Little Life? By
it's a very popular book.
A Little Life,
also thick as hell.
Yeah,
you can see how thick it is.
I can't read the last name, Hanagihara.
It's a book that went viral online.
Hanagihara,
because a lot of people say that it's like it changed their life. A lot of people cry while reading it. It's supposed to be like a
crazy. All my readers out there, if you've read A Little Life, please shoot me a DM on Instagram because I want to know about this book.
Yeah,
did you like it? Is it overhyped?
I'm curious, actually, because I do have it. It's just a thick book.
It's so intimidating. Like,
when is the time? Because I think I would just get tired of reading the same story for so long.
No, I feel like this is the type of book that if so many people love this book and it's that thick, that means it's not just like whatever. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's also so many different types of readers because some people are like, oh, I loved this book and I read it and I can't stand it. So
yeah, I'm trying to get in we have so many books here, but I'm in love with photography books and they talk about, I'm either reading about a photographer's life.
It makes sense.
How they think about their practice. I don't know. I feel like this is the only thing I'm interested in. I don't want to read something else.
Then don't. Just read like
what... I know, but I feel like I'm missing out on like a lot of great stories and
yeah.
You know, but I think I'm big on walking away with something. You know?
Like, yeah, but sometimes like, you walk away with like, you get so attached to the characters. Like think about watching an amazing movie and it ends and you're just like, you sit through the credits. Like it's that feeling.
No, I know it, and I know it's an amazing feeling. Okay,
and also you get to like create the world in your head because there's no visuals, so you start to create what does this look like.
I know, like you know what I love is like when you're reading and then you're trying to picture what this person is looking like.
That's like the hardest for me.
If they have black hair, like I wonder if I'm not a big reader, right? So, but I'm. This is to all my readers out there. If you're reading, obviously there's no pictures in the book. Do you picture each character in the family? Like, do you have a face for them? Just memorize in your brain
how they're described.
But isn't that crazy?
But you know, sometimes like they describe them, and it kind of goes over my head, and I just start creating my own way of how I think they're gonna look. Or sometimes I don't even know what they're gonna look like, or I don't have like a specific image of what they look like. I just know the characters. I don't know.
No, well, I think each time you pick up the book. And you already made up your mind that this person looks like this, the dad looks like that, the mom looks like that, whatever. And it's kind of crazy that each time you pick up the book over the course of like, I don't know, a month or 2 months, and you just resume and you know that this is how this person looks.
Yeah. One thing I want
to... Those are things that we don't think about, but our brain just does.
Yeah. One thing I want to do is like start practicing reading more than one book at a time. I've never done that. And there's people that are like, yeah, I'm always like reading a fiction book and a nonfiction book. And I just think I would always like read one more than the other, depending on what it is about. But I don't know. Or I would like start reading one and then reading the other one. And then I would just never pick up the first one I started. I don't know if I could do like two at the same time.
No, you know why? I would get confused
on which story is which. Like, I don't know.
To me, it's just like by the time I could have been done with this book.
Yeah.
If I wasn't spending time reading the other one.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. But Coney Island was amazing. 10 out of 10. It was fun. I ended up like, once I got cold, I was like, you know what? I'm not comfortable anymore. So we like, I got dressed, got all cozy. We read for a little bit longer. The water was cold because we ended up like walking on the beach a little bit.
I just want to correct you real quick. I read 2 pages. Maybe
correct me. I didn't say how many you read because I didn't want to say how many you read.
Oh, well, let me just be more specific. Okay.
You managed to read 2 pages.
Yeah.
The entire time we were there.
Yeah. I was just very distracted.
So distracted. It was so funny. At one point, Yoni was like, I keep reading this, but like, I don't understand what she's talking about.
Yeah. No.
To be fair, like the first page she was like talking about, it was like the way she was writing the thing.
Random names on the first page. I'm like, who are these people?
Yeah, because you just didn't have you need to know who those people are.
Well, I'm not going to know a random name. Like, do you know who Peter Jefferson is?
No, but I can Google it.
Okay, but that's what I didn't want to do.
Yeah, well.
It wasn't the setting. It wasn't.
That was the nonfiction for you. So how many pages did you read last night?
Last night, probably.
2?
No, like 3, but those were like.
3 pages?
Yeah, very small letters. It was a different book. It wasn't the same.
Oh, one. You're reading a different book.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to get more into reading, honestly.
It's amazing.
Yeah, because then like as soon as I'm done with work on my phone, posting whatever I got to post, whatever, that's it. I just want to read.
I have a hard time reading at home though. Like when I'm at home, I'll like watch a show. I'll like do some other random shit, but like I won't read. For me, reading is like something I do somewhere else, which is so crazy. Huh. Like I go read somewhere. I make it like a thing. I go read at the park. I go read at the coffee shop. I go read at the beach, you know? Yeah. But I don't like read at home.
I mean, you read at the beach one time, but I see what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying. So if you're listening to this right now, this is your message to go to the beach, even if the weather does not permit. Because also you don't have to go to the beach and tan. You can go to the beach. Like the beach is really nice when it's kind of not hot too. It has this more like moody vibe to it. Like if it's not sunny and you're at moody the beach vibe. Moody vibe. Don't you think? Like no. There's something about the beach when it's not hot and you're like you have a hoodie on and like sweats or something and you're walking on the beach. It's different. It's kind of nice. And you walk around with like a hot coffee. Yeah.
Where'd you get the hot coffee from?
Like if you're staying at an Airbnb. This is a very specific image I have of like a trip I took with my family on the coast of Oregon.
Oh, it's very specific.
We stayed at this Airbnb that was like right on the water, on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like we drank coffee and you had the view and it was cold. And you know, like the Pacific Northwest beaches, they have like a very cold, like misty kind of vampire vibe to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a specific memory. It was like we were drinking coffee and it was really cozy. And then we walked on the beach and I was, you know, feeling good. So Yoni does this thing.
Well, what?
Yoni does this thing when he talks to me or I'm talking that he starts like looking at me, but he's looking like through me or past me. And it's so annoying. And we'll have like a whole conversation like right now. You guys can't see. But he's like looking like just next to me. But he's like no, pretending but you know, like he has. Wait,
you know what's funny about that?
What?
I do it because I love to catch you notice it for the first time.
Yeah. It's like, wait so a second. You're not looking at me. It's so fun for you.
Yeah. Okay. So.
The beach was great. We also had ice cream and we also had funnel cake, which again, so surprising. The funnel cake was amazing.
Yeah, everything was great. Coney Island, honestly, if you visit New York, you have to make a trip out there. It's nice.
And it's a legit beach. Whoa.
It's a legit what?
Beach.
Okay.
And it's like the train isn't even that long.
Okay. If you got to the very end of this episode, I want you to write in the comments. Oh, shout out to everyone who's been in the comment section on Spotify.
Spotify, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to everyone. We really appreciate it. So if you're listening to this on Spotify right now, just tell us what kind of books do you like to read? Fiction or nonfiction? If you're a reader.
Yeah.
Or if you're not a reader, but you would like to be one day, what kind of books would you be into?
Yeah.
Fiction or nonfiction, okay? Fiction is made up, not real. And nonfiction is
Real.
I mean, this is just for people like maybe you don't.
I feel like everybody knows that.
No. Some people are learning English. They don't understand every word.
Okay.
I'm here for them. Okay. Because I was them one day.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time. One day.
It's like, are you going to be? But yeah, you guys, that's about it. We're about to go to a concert tonight. Yoni's so excited.
We're going to The Weeknd.
We're going to The Weeknd concert. This is his last tour as The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
So Yoni being such a huge fan.
Yeah, day one. I remember my first concert. I went by myself. None of my friends wanted to go with me. And I was just like, you know what, guys? I'm just going to go by myself. And I had the best time. You know why I had the best time by myself at the concert? Because I didn't have to like go like this. What? What did you say? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I was just tapped in. Like the whole concert, I was on stage in my head. You know?
Yeah.
After that, I left. I got my drink. There's something nice about doing things by yourself. It's like you don't have to worry about anybody else.
I've never been to a concert by myself.
I feel like that's something that a lot of people wouldn't normally do.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, why not? The same thing with like going to the movie by yourself. Technically, you're not even talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're there to watch something. No,
but I mean, like it's a little bit different with concerts because this is like a social thing. If you're standing in line, then you see friends all together. That's you're like, true. Damn, I'm just lonely.
That's true.
That was me in line, but I didn't care. I was there, got my ticket, got my food, stood in line for the food by myself. And I had the best time.
And then the second The Weeknd concert, I went with you.
Yes.
And it was a great time. It was a great show.
Yes.
And then now we're going to your third The Weeknd
concert. What was the concert that we went to?
It was for Dawn FM.
Yeah.
What was it called? I don't know.
Dawn FM, I think something. This one is called After Hours. After Hours.
Yeah, but the tour, isn't it called Hurry Up Tomorrow?
No,
or that's just the movie.
No, that's not the name of the tour. That's the name of the movie and the album.
Oh.
Yeah, which by the way, I still got to see Hurry Up Tomorrow by The Weeknd. I read a lot of bad reviews. How much did they give him on the tomato app?
On the Rotten Tomatoes? Yeah. I don't know, like 30%.
I almost said Rotten Potatoes. Yo, this is one of those things in English that I still make a mistake sometimes. Sometimes when I want to say potatoes, I say tomatoes. Sometimes when I want to say... Yeah, I do. But you just never catch it.
Or you just never say it.
No. I do. That's
Yoni just never says tomato or potato.
It's kind of like the same, like saying kitchen and chicken. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
For me, it's bitch and beach. I was just about to make that mistake.
Oh, bitch
and
beach.
Happens all the time.
No, that doesn't happen to me. To me, it's like
that happens to my mom. It's hilarious.
What?
She'll be like...
You want to go to the beach?
You want to go to the beach?
No.
On accident, though.
That happens to many people, though, if English is not your first language.
Kitchen and chicken is a big one, too.
It's funny, too, because it's so funny when you get that mistake. Like, when you talk to people, let's say in a professional setting, and then you're like, yeah, you know, like, the chicken was amazing. But you meant to say kitchen.
You just said it the wrong way. But, yeah. Yeah, the kitchen was amazing. Now I have to think about it.
People are confused.
You guys, thank you for tuning in to another beautiful episode, audio episode. We could literally be here all day if it like was for just audio. It's crazy.
If we didn't have to go to the concert, I'm down to kick it even longer.
Yeah, I got shit to do. So, but yeah, thank you for joining us. Let us know again if you're a non-reader, non-fiction, or just non-reader. That's okay too.
Yeah, just say I don't read if you don't read. You know.
Yeah, but you should. And we'll see you guys on the flip side. We'll see you on Patreon if you're over there every Sunday, or on next week's Thursday episode, because I guess this is when we post.
Yeah. One more question that just popped up in my head. I'm so sorry.
Make it quick,
right? If there's a story that comes out and you have an option to either listen to it or watch the movie, what do you do
first? Story?
Just go with the question.
And how do you listen to it?
No, either read it or watch it.
Yeah, I was like, you just messed up the question.
Yeah.
If a story comes out about like something.
Yeah, would you rather like
read the book?
Watch it or read the book, yeah.
Well, first of all, is the movie made after the book?
It's the same story.
I don't know. What's like usually it's a movie comes out and the movie is after the book. Do you read the book before you watch the movie? That's more of like the usual scenario.
Okay.
Because if there's a story, most people just, like nowadays, if there's a story, most people make a movie about it.
Yeah.
It's not so much that people write a book about it.
What if both of those things come out at the same time and you can watch the movie or read a book? What do you do?
probably watch the movie.
Yeah. I feel like I would do that too. Yeah. But people say when you read the book, there's more information in the book than the movie.
Yeah, usually. Because there's also just like, there's so many different ways you can like, in the movie.
There's not a time. There's not a specific time you gotta. I feel like there's a rule to make a movie like an hour and a half or like two
Well,
hours.
I mean, no, because there's like Tarantino is making like 3 hour movies.
So why are most movies an hour and a half?
Because that's how much people pay attention these days.
Okay. This is interesting.
I think. Yeah.
All right.
We're okay, we're actually going to go away now.
All right. Bye. And let us know in the comments what you like. And that's it. Oh, and also sign up, not sign up, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Okay. I've been promoting it on every platform we have. Okay.
As you should.
As I should, right?
It's, so it's linked down below for you guys. Easy access.
Okay. What'd you say?
Easy access.
For what?
To subscribe to your channel. Go in the description of this
episode.
Oh,
I didn't hear when you said description. All I heard is easy access. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money.